Today's daf is Maseches Bava Kama, daf Tzadik Ches, the new Mishnah on Amud Beis and chooses the halacha of someone who employs a uman, a craftsman, to fix their items, and then the guy breaks them. So if you've employed this person, he breaks your items. He has to pay the owner for the damage. It comes to Rav Asi in the Gemara, and he explains the parameters of the case. He says it's this case where you gave the person for repair a whole built item. You give the person a chest that you keep stuff in, a box or a cabinet, and then the carpenter who's working on it, you give him the whole item. All he has to do is fix something, and he breaks it, he's going to be obligated for the damage. But if he was given just the raw materials to build a box, you gave him a bunch of wooden planks, and before giving it to the owner, the carpenter, he builds the box, he builds the cabinet, and then it gets broken. He breaks it right before he gives it back. So there, he's actually going to be exempt. The Gemara considers then the argument that uman kone b'shvach kli, which means the craftsman gains ownership through his work because he enhanced its value. So perhaps, that's what Gemara is suggesting, if he damages it, it's really in a way damaging his own item. So Gemara later in the discussion asks from a brisa regarding somebody who gave their garment to a craftsman. The worker tells the owner, he's done the work. Mikan ve'ad asar yamim, Eino over alav mishum lo talin. So up until 10 days past the time of completion, he actually won't be violating the law of lo talin. Lo talin is the Torah's commandment. A person's not supposed to withhold wages from their employee. So a person has a 10-day grace period to actually pay the worker. However, if the craftsman gave him the garment at midday, once the sun sets, and the owner hasn't paid, over alav mishum bal talin, then at that point he is going to violate the Torah prohibition of withholding wages. But if a craftsman had gains ownership through his work, asks the Gemara, why is he violating bal talin? Why is he in violation of withholding wages? Perhaps then a craftsman does not gain ownership through his work. And that's exactly what the Gemara is trying to prove, but maybe that's not actually how it works. We'll return in the future to delve more into the details of this negative mitzvah lo taseh of bal talin and the parallel positive mitzvah of biyomo titen scharo, to pay workers on time. For now, we'll note the fascinating question posed by the Maharit al-Ghazi, who asked, according to the concept of bal talin, we have this idea that you're not allowed to withhold wages. How does that work with the notion of the Gemara in Kiddushin, Tzchar Mitzvah Bahai Al Maleika? This concept that we have that's held that the reward for mitzvot is not in this world. The reward for mitzvot that we do is in the world to come. And therefore, how could you ever have a concept of withholding a reward for somebody? So the Mahari quotes in the Raman in his commentary of the Mishnah on the words, the Mishnah, Peah, Adam, Ochel, Perotam, Balaam, said there's a concept of eating, enjoying the fruits in this world. So the Rambam says that any mitzvah, ben adam chavero, interpersonal mitzvah, is going to actually be rewarded in this world, in this world of existence. Any mitzvah between myself and Hashem, ben adam makom, the reward is going to be in the world to come. The reason is because interpersonal mitzvah ben adam chavero, a person is doing for the other. Why? Because Hashem commanded him to do it. Hashem gave us the mitzvah that we're supposed to do for other people. So on this, Hashem promised reward. And therefore, there is going to be a prohibition of bal talin if a person doesn't receive the reward in this world. But in my mitzvah between myself and Hashem, ben adam lamakom, the essential action is for me. It's for the person. And therefore, there's no idea of withholding wages, even though we don't receive the reward until we achieve the olam haba, we achieve that world to come. I thought we could add to this idea that our relationship with Hashem should not be as a boss and an employee. We're here, we're working for Hashem, and therefore he has to pay us. It's not the right way to see things. We have to fulfill the ratzon Hashem, of course, but as a trusted shaliach, we're here as the messengers. We represent Hashem down here on earth. And therefore, no payment should ever be needed to have this incredible privilege.